Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard two tracks from Submission Hold, Vancouver band active from 1993 to 2005. That was off their record What Holds Back the Elephant off the G7 Welcoming Committee label. And that was Final Coup of the Last Millennium and Bodybuilding. They were described as once labeled post-genre because they combined elements of punk with experimental and Eastern European folk music. Honestly, the main thing I got when I was listening to that was like, oh, Minuteman. it's always interesting when we start using the word post in front of different genres. But definitely hearing a little bit of that Minuteman influence or its similarities. That's Submission Hold. Now, let's look at the Mandatory Heavy. Little track here from a newer band I introduced to called Disgrace the Race. They're a metal band here in Winnipeg. I believe they're in the process of recording a new record. Here's a track from them, Through the Rearview Mirror. Here is Disgrace the Race. This is the Mandatory Heavy here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on here. Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Disgrace to Race with their single Looking Through the Rearview Mirror. I believe those guys are actually in the process of writing a new album. And yes, the beat goes on. As the great Macho Man Randy Savage has said to us, I just found out that Netflix has like all of WWE's pay-per-views streaming now. Just informed the other night, and I was looking at this and I was like, oh well, now it's there's some debate in my household about getting rid of some streaming services, and now I'm like, well, we can't cancel Netflix. I know what I'm doing this weekend. Watching every WrestleMania and SummerSlam and Survivor Series and on and on and on and on. Quite amazing. I was looking at some of this stuff and I was like, huh, awesome. So that'll partially get me through some of the winter months, I'm sure. Yeah, and of course some of those would feature prominently the great Macho Man Randy Savage and his feud with Hulk Hogan, which was something like a year of them building that whole thing up back in the day. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Yeah, now back to some more music. Another thing, I wasn't looking for this. I just came across it in the music collection, which is always the best thing. Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains. This is an experimental rock supergroup featuring Les Claypool, guitarist Buckethead, keyboardist Bernie Worrell, and Brain Manta, who was also in Primus for a while as well. So this is just a supergroup that was formed. Essentially what happened was that at 2002 Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, the band Praxis was supposed to play, which was essentially the same lineup. Instead of Les Claypool, it was Bootsy Collins. And at this gig, Bill Loswell, who was the kind of mastermind and producer of this project, was supposed to play bass. But he was not able to play the concert, so Claypool invited them to jam with him. And that's where it all came together. So, yeah, I was playing some of Praxis, just one of their records there for a while there. And so now I was like, you know what? This kind of fits because I've been playing this kind of music for a little while. We're going to hear Buckethead and Thai Noodles. This is another ridiculous supergroup. This is Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains. Thank you.
He didn't like to jostle in the light, finding it much soother in the night. With his face as pale as pancakes and his posture in rebellion with his height. He was raised to respect father, he was loving to his ma, being kind to all the children and the animals he saw. In his youth he looked at Jacko with gleaming admiration, moonwalking through the gardens of his Disneyland vacation.
And he took a ballot fast, and he grew into his face, and he gave him the temerity to join the human race. He stood like great Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the city girl that played the glory.
Came to know him as a man of noble cause, ignoring eccentricities and interactive flaws. The ones that knew him best are the ones that called him kind, clueless to the depth of his complicated mind.
But when he takes the ballot at last, and he blues into his face, he gives him the temerity to join the human race, standing up like great Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the city girl that played the glory.
We'll be right back.
95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The radio expertise you rely on. Let's make radio fun again. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Yes, the radio expertise you rely on. We're going beyond radio as well. Various schemes. from crypto to magic water. It's all there. I don't know if there's any fans out there of the great web series on cinema at the cinema. Bit of a favorite, I think, around here amongst many of CKW staff and volunteers. Great Tim Heidecker and Greg Turkington. Yes. On cinema at the cinema. I can't even quite describe it. Essentially, it's supposed to be a web show of two guys reviewing movies, but ultimately, they're both just ridiculous characters, and it's just sort of devolved into this expanded universe, with Greg Turkington's character just wanting to review movies, even though his taste in movies is just horrendous. And he's obsessed with VHSs just purely because of how cheap it is now to get VHSs. And then you have Tim Heidecker, who's sort of a right-wing, sort of, you know, manosphere-type character. He's gone through various iterations and get-rich-quick schemes, although he's not rich by any means in the show. On cinema, at the cinema, it's... Yeah, that's. I mean, there's more to it, but that's it. Yeah, if you like the running gag, they definitely do that quite well. Yeah, the radio expertise. Yeah, excellent stuff. I find myself gravitating more to things like that rather than, stand-up comedy. Mostly, I think, just because, I mean, not to say there isn't good stand-up comedians, obviously, Winnipeg has a great scene of that. It just feels to me like it's just there's so many specials now, and I don't know how much the comedy special means anymore. So it's kind of hard to decide, you know. I recently watched the Ali Wong most recent comedy special, and it was pretty good. It just didn't hit like some of her other stuff. And I don't know. I feel like now it's sort of a thing with the comedy specials and the podcasting. It's just there's just so much content that I think it's kind of watered everything down a little bit, the art form of it. Because people would go out on tour, they would do shows, and they'd obviously test out stuff. Obviously, that still happens, but it seems like there's a whole strata of this stand-up comedian who, you know, they can just turn out stuff. And is any of it any good? I don't know. The amount of podcasts is just ludicrous to me. Do we really need all these stand-up comedian-led podcasting? I don't think it's necessary. And nor do I think most of the stuff is particularly good. So I appreciate something like On Cinema that has this kind of vision. They've kind of built their own universe. It's a little hard to describe to someone who hasn't watched it. I did my best there, but I prefer people who maybe have a vision, sort of a world building sort of thing they can play around with and do what they want with it. Yeah, because a lot of the other stuff is just sort of, I don't know. How much can you really hear some of these things, you know? It's like, you know, the how about that cancel culture is sort of like the new, hey, how about this airline food type of thing, you know? It's just like, this isn't interesting. Let's just move along. So, yeah, definitely recommend On Cinema at the Cinema. Give it a shot. Now, we're going to hear one, this is kind of a lengthy track from Locals Confucia. This is off their Shyster album. I believe that's how it's pronounced, Shyster, but like shy as an S-H-Y-ster. And we're going to hear Buttered Toast off this record, a little bit of a longer track. I think this track's about 6 minutes. And then we're going to get into playing possibly almost the whole second side of Holy Void's latest record on vinyl that we have here. We'll see. Maybe the whole first side. We'll see what happens, but first, here's Confucia. This is Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Back, you are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you for another half hour or so. We just heard from the band, local band Confucia, off their release Shyster. Shyster. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Anyways, that was Buttered Toast. Kind of interesting. The psych rock kind of with the horns. Kind of reminds me of Apollo Suns in a way, but kind of their own thing there. 4:34 p.m. right now, and we're going to get to Holy Void. Yes, they recently just released their album. Played a bit of it on the show for sure. December 13th, so that was a mere one, two. Wow, that was almost 3 weeks ago now? Whew, time flies by. But at the West End Cultural Center, they had their CD release. One of the guys came down and dropped off the vinyl. And I figured, you know what? Why not? Why not play more of this? We have it on vinyl. I think I'm going to play the whole B-side of this record. So the B-side of this is The Restless, Love, In the End, I Am Nothing Always, and Salvation. This is off their record, All Will Be Revealed in Time. So great to have not only a new release, but a new vinyl release. You know, this is so so great to have new vinyl, especially local, and because it's not easy or cheap for bands to put out a vinyl record. And so especially if you have some local or Canadian bands you really like and they have some vinyl for sale, consider buying it, because that means a lot, I think, to the bands and their very tight profit margins, if you will. So we're gonna hear the whole B-side right now. This is Holy Void, whole B-side of All Will Be Revealed in Time.
Thank you. salvation dripped away from me. Son, your prayers have been ignored. You've not appeased your holy Lord. Salvation dripped away from me.
Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
And we are back. Final moments here of Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard the whole B-side of Holy Void's record, All Will Be Revealed in Time. Yes, that was live on vinyl for your enjoyment. You heard Salvation, going back from what you just heard to Salvation. In the End, I Am Nothing, Always, Love, and The Restless. Yes, go check out Holy Void, their new record, All Will Be Revealed in Time. To take us out here, we're going to hear a song from the Americo Jones Experience. This is a song called Pain, and will probably take us right to the end of the show. Thank you for staying tuned here for Radio Free Winnipeg. Do stay tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM for more great programming into the evening. System Kids, Sonic Blanket, Res Vibe Connections, On My Way Home, Transland, Listening Pleasures, and then Night Danger Radio, starting at midnight there. All solid lineup here Tuesday nights on CKW 95.9 FM. Here is the Americo Jones Experience with Pain.
Pain.